still going to stick to that one. But I definitely want to know. I'm like, dude, are you on TV? Like,
the following program.
Oh, shit. I'm sorry. I forgot to hit this button. Damn.
This is Robert Flake, and you're listening to TheManMindset.com, dating help for men, with your host, Steve the Dean Williams.
I'm Tyrone, and you're listening to TheManMindset.com, dating help for men, with your host, Steve Dean Williams. So get on board. Long dick style.
Steve the Dean Williams. Give me your chain, punk. Yeah, sleep with your lights on. I still got the bicycle. Much love, Steve. Do what you do. God bless.
Steve, congrats on your motherfucking podcast, The Man Mindset.
There you go.
You can go to manmindset.com and listen to it. Keep up the good work, fellas. All right.
The following program is rated M-A-N. It contains real game, learning your value as a man, original ways to have her face in the pillow and her ass up in the air. I'm talking her knees pushed so far back, it's touching her shoulders. Touching her without touching her. Having a woman respecting your every move, buying you gifts, cooking and cleaning with a smile, and knowing her place at the table. So, for all you human males, cupcakes, surface dwellers, and grass-eating lions, viewer discretion is advised. Meaning, if you don't like the truth, then go find a show that helps you cuddle, complain, and cry about women. Just get the fuck out of here.
When it comes to women, you need some advice, yeah. I got what you need, yeah. This is the man mindset. Gotta learn the game, learn how to maneuver, check that. And what to avoid, we showing you all the red flags. Come connect, we helping you level up. Won't have no problem with women, this your time to step it up. Let's go. You got your confidence, you know they gonna like that. You a whole new man with the man mindset. Yeah. This is the man mindset.
All right, here we go, guys. We in. Here we go. Y'all live, we live. Here we
this
go.
This is the man mindset.
All right, here we go. Now I can play the frog thing. Here we go. There we go. What's up, everybody? It's your boy, the Dean. Class is in session. Let me go and load this down. You know how we do everything. Shout out to all the dogs that's on Instagram Live. Shout out to my dogs that's on TikTok Live. Shout out to my dogs that's on Twitch Live. Shout out to my dogs on Facebook Live. And shout out to my dogs on YouTube Live. I want to give y'all all a shout out. This is The Man Mindset. I am the Dean. Class is in session. This show is being brought to you by TheManMindset.com. And like I want to say to all you guys out there, this show right here is a different show from what you've ever heard before, because we are 100% authentic. We are 100% original. And everything that y'all get from us is a 100% game. Also, we are pushing a new narrative for all you guys out there is, instead of taking the red pill, we want you guys to start taking the me pill, okay? Let's get into it, guys. As I ask all you guys out there, if you're brand new to the show, we always ask you guys to take a moment, go ahead and like, subscribe, hit that notification button so you guys can get updated on everything that is going on with the show. Wait, I feel like I'm missing something. I am missing something. Oh, I know what I'm missing. Shit. But anyway, guys, I want to give a shout out to the 296 that are watching right now. Shout out to all you guys out there. I want to say thank you for taking the time to listen to the show out there. Guys, if you want to call in, y'all do have the number. The number is, I need to pull this up. How do I open this joint up? Oh, my gosh. I can't even pull this shit up right. Let's see here. I got to pull something up. How do I miss this thing? Oh, there we go. I hit it wrong. All right. Hold on. Let me go ahead and refresh this. Oh, I know what I did wrong. Shit, I know what I did wrong. All right, guys, yeah, this is The Man Mindset. I'm the Dean. Class is in session. Guys, we ask all you guys, if you get the opportunity, go ahead and go to the store. Go ahead and get your puzzle pieces if you actually really want to learn game for what we teach you. And this is to help you build your mindset to understand that the game is deeper than what you can. When you get home, dump the puzzle pieces on the ground and go ahead and put the puzzle pieces together and start the process of learning who you are. I got to wait for that thing to pull up. All right, guys, we want y'all guys to do that. So the guys, the lines are open if y'all want to call in, 563-999-3056. The number is 563-999. Oh, shit. 563-999-3056 is the number, guys, if you guys want to call in. The lines are open. We're here to chop it up with you guys. And we appreciate all you guys that are here right now chopping it up with us. So we want to make sure that you guys go ahead and do the one thing I always tell you. And that is, gentlemen, get your notebooks out. If you have a question, put a Q in there. If you are texting a woman and you're getting close to texting her and you want to talk to her, go ahead and put a T in there or call into the show. Let me go ahead and low down. And everybody on TikTok, go ahead and just go ahead and make sure you guys put a question in TikTok as well. I'll answer TikTok questions as well. I do want to talk about something before we jump into the show. Let me go ahead and exit this joint. Let me see if I can exit this joint and add my other camera. Yeah, there's something I want to talk to you guys about that's very important to me, and I think we need to discuss this because I think a lot of y'all guys missed the point on what I'm about to discuss with you. Give me a second. I'm just pulling some stuff up right quick. All right, there we go. Yeah, I think a lot of y'all guys are missing the point on some of the game that we're trying to about game itself. When it comes to game, I think a lot of y'all guys are missing the point. There is something that we want to discuss with you guys out there before we jump into the main show itself. We want to make sure that you guys, there's something that happened a few days ago, and everybody is laughing at women for this. And I want to talk about it real quick before we get into the show. But first, I need to shout out all the men that are listening to the show. Shout out to you guys and all the ladies out there. What's up, girl? You know who you are. What's up? So there's something that happened that's on TikTok that's starting to catch fire. And we need to talk about it because everybody missed the boat. And I'm going to play the video and we're going to talk about it. So there was a single event, I think it was in Houston, with a bunch of black women and there was a few white women, but it was a singles event that somebody set up and nobody showed up. And I want to show you this and we want to talk about it real quick because I think everybody that is talking and laughing at these women in this situation has missed the boat completely. And this can show you the difference between those who have game and those who don't have game. So let's go ahead and play this real quick and let's go ahead and go over this. I want y'all to see this. Here we go. Let's check this out right here, guys. Let me open it up for you guys. Here we go. Watch this, guys. Watch this.
Both missed it. And only women showed up.
Okay, so let's talk about it. It was an event, a singles event. A lot of black women, a few white women showed up, but no guys, only a few guys showed up. And everybody on YouTube is using that as fuel to not only knock women down, but fuel in protecting you guys from the bigger problem. And I want to talk on it real quick before we get into the show. And this is no means me protecting women. This is no means being team women. Let's just talk about what it is, actually what it is. There's two major things here. See, oh, really, three. There's three major things I need to talk about this. All right, so it's gonna catch fire, so you guys are gonna catch this. Everybody's gonna start posting, ha ha ha. See, these black women ain't this, and these black women ain't that, or these women, because they were just the other race of women. So just women in general are the butt of the joke. But why don't we look at it as a man and look deeper and look at the problem? Now, here's the first mistake and first problem is the judgment that everybody's having of these women. You don't know anything about these women, and just because they're there and no guys showed up, you guys want to use that to flame the fires of all those red pill things and say, see, these women have no value. How do you know what they have if you don't even talk to them? You don't even know any of those women in there. You know nothing about those women because This was nothing but opera. If you knew about this and you didn't show up, then you're the problem. Because this is nothing but opportunity, gentlemen. If you see, I always tell you guys, I've always been telling you since the early 2000s that I told you with Twilight, remember that? I told you with Harry Potter. I told you with Magic Mike. I told you with 50 Shades of Grey. I've always told you about something called the waterhole. And a waterhole is basically this. The predators don't necessarily go after the prey. What they do is post up by the waterhole because they know all the animals have to get water, meaning all the animals will come to them. This was nothing but opportunity for those guys in this area to talk to these women. But there's a bigger issue here. There's a bigger issue here. And it has nothing to do with the women. It is the intimidation of a lot of guys that don't have the balls to go into an area with all those women and talk to women. Let's be honest. A lot of these guys out here have no game. They don't know how to talk to women. They don't know how to communicate with women. They don't know what to do when it comes to women. And here was an opportunity of a waterhole where you could show up and you had your pick of the litter of any women. Because here's the thing. You couldn't say, well, is she single or she's not? She's at a singles event. So that means she's single. So that means that that was opportunity wasted and opportunity missed, gentlemen. And that's a shame. Opportunity wasted and opportunity missed. But for all those guys out there laughing, why don't we look at something even greater than the fact that a lot of guys, I'm sorry, you got to watch. I'm sorry, we're talking about this on the witch call, but we'll get to the show in a second. Give me a second. There's a video that's going to go viral. Give me 1 second, TikTok. But let me tell you the worst part about it that you guys don't understand. Don't think that these women don't have suckers already in line. Don't think that these women, just because they go to this event and they didn't find any guys. Don't think they lost. They didn't lose. Y'all, a lot of you guys out here actually think that these women lose. Y'all think these women lose. And these women do not lose because these women can leave that event and call any sucker that's on their roster and go to dinner, get a bill paid, or anything they want when they want it. So they don't necessarily lose. But it goes to show that a lot of young men say they want women, but yet they're not doing anything to get opportunities when they come up. And I just really wanted to talk about that real quick before we got into the show. But I wanted to say that real quick because a lot of y'all guys don't take opportunities. But anyway, let's get back into the show. The lines are open if y'all want to call in. 563-999-3056 is the number. We're here to talk about something, but I just wanted to say that. But let's get into the show. Guys, if you got a question, put a Q in there. And all my dogs out here in Twitch or, all my guys over here on TikTok, just put a Q, okay? Just put a Q. If you have a question, I'll be happy to answer any questions that y'all guys have while we're kicking off the show. So, guys, and the lines are open, but let's talk on what we're talking about, okay? A lot of you guys out there, the biggest problem that you have out there is that you meet a lot of women and you always ask yourself the question of, well, she was interested in me when I first met her. We had great conversations and great communication with each other. And then all of a sudden, she disappeared. All of a sudden, she loses interest in me. And why is she losing interest? Why do women lose interest in you guys fast? And we're going to talk about it today. Guys, y'all want to call in. Y'all got a question, go ahead and ask. We're going to break it down. But what I'm saying to you guys out there, this is a question a lot of guys are trying to ask themselves, but a lot of guys don't understand it. We're going to break this down. We're going to break it down to you guys out here. Very important to break this down, okay? So hold on. Oh, and also, Tyler, hold on before I do that. Well, that with that clip, it's really women crying for help. Well, Peaches, it's not women crying for help. It's just that a lot of women everywhere, again, I don't think you women understand how bad it is out here for you. And I'm not even finished to feel sorry for you women. A lot of these guys out here do not know how to communicate with women. And a lot of these guys are intimidated by you women. A lot of these guys worship you women and all this other stuff. So it's pretty bad out there. Shout out to the 100, shout out to the 51 likes. Thank you, Peach, for the super chat. But we're going to talk on it. Before I talk on it, see, guys, this is what I'm talking about. My dogs, everybody, guys, this should be the life that you're living. When you guys have game, this is what your life should be like. You should wake up to stuff like this. And if you're missing it, guys, I just posted something. Let me read it. The way you touch me and how you feel inside of me, the way you taste me. She wrote that. And then she said, I can't stop thinking about your face, your eyes, the way you hold me, and the way you kiss me. And gentlemen, this is what we're talking about. Y'all guys act like women don't talk this way to people, and I love to show you that they do. Okay? All right? But what I'm saying to you guys out there, we're going to talk about this because a lot of you guys out there are looking for women. You're looking for relationships. A lot of you guys are looking for sex. And a lot of you guys that look for sex, you meet a woman, you probably take her out, bend over backwards, kiss her ass, and all this other stuff, and she throws you back in, and then you don't have an answer to the problem of why is she no longer interested in me? Why is she no longer want to talk to me? Got a question real quick, guys. We answer questions in the chat room first before we continue, guys. So give me a second. Question here is, what to do concerning meeting women? If I want to put building myself first and respect other goals, I used to try talking to random women, but it doesn't feel right anymore. Alien, you're not an alien. This is what I don't understand about you surface dwellers. This is why you lose, alien. Let me explain why you lose, alien. The reason why you lose is because in your mind, you want to go to math class in kindergarten and you want to do 12 years of math. That's all you want to do. And then graduate high school. And then go all the way back to kindergarten and start with English for 12 years. And this is what's wrong with you weak people. The fact of the matter is you're just scared of women and you don't know what to do. But what you do is you try to hide it. I don't understand why you hide. What is all this building yourself up for? Don't you think when you're talking to a woman, what do you think you're doing? But yeah, you think you're building yourself up? No, you're building yourself down. You're not building yourself up. But remember, guys, I keep telling you, that's how the mind plays tricks on people. The mind wants you to think that you're actually doing something when you're doing nothing at all. So what I'm saying to this guy, TikTok, what I'm saying to this guy right here, you're not building yourself up. You're building yourself down. Look at you. You're afraid to go out there and talk. How are you going to learn what you should be rehearsing if you don't perform it when it's time to perform it? So what are you actually doing? This is what's wrong with you guys. But then this ties into why you guys wouldn't show up at that singles event, because you don't know how to talk to women. You're intimidated and you're scared of women. And that's the truth. And you don't have to admit it, but we know you guys are scared of women. You're not supposed to sit around. What do you mean build yourself up? What do you mean? What are you doing to build yourself up? I'd like to know. What are you doing to build yourself up? Sitting around and circle jerking with a bunch of guys on YouTube? What are you doing? What are you actually doing to build yourself up? So stop lying to yourself. You're not building yourself up. You're building down. And there's a problem with you guys out here. Women are begging and yearning for men. See, what you guys don't understand, and if y'all got a question, shout out to everybody in TikTok. Y'all got to ask a question. We got you. Come just put a Q. But here lies the problem with a lot of you guys out here. Your core is everything that you say, and your core is everything that you do. And that, and listen, this, and what's important here, and this is what you guys need to learn, this is what you guys got to understand. Your core, your mindset lies at everything you do, everything you are, your values that you hold to yourself, the beliefs that you have or don't have in yourself are a result of actually what you're not right now. Most of you guys want to run away from your truth by making excuses saying I'm building myself up. I'm trying to get my paper right and all this other stuff. Why don't we be honest? You know as well as I know this is why she loses interest in you, because you're not an interesting person. You're not an interesting person. Because there's nothing about you that shows her that she should be investing herself in you. Because you don't even know who you are. You don't even understand about the actions you take, the decisions you make, and all the weak-ass habits you indulge in based off of the contracts you set for yourself. And this has nothing to do with women at all. You guys do this. This has nothing to do with women, but yet you guys want to make everything about women. Question. Silver, SR, you, I'm showing you how to do that. Start with your puzzle pieces, sir. What is amazing to me and is amazing that you don't even understand that when a woman is not, she's not looking at you from the outside. She's always sizing you up. She's interpreting you off of the way you interpret yourself, and you guys don't even see it. You guys don't even see that she is interpreting every move and every interaction based off of how you feel about yourself. And this is why a lot of you guys tippy-toe around, walk on eggshells, and you can't even make a woman smile. You guys don't even know how to make a woman blush. You guys don't even know how to make a woman respond and smile. You can't even hold a regular conversation with a woman because you were always the cause and the cure of why you're not winning, why they're not interested in you. And everything that you do are decisions that you make for yourself. And every decision that you make for yourself, you don't even understand what it means. You don't even know why you're saying what you're saying. And you don't even know, you can't even lead her from that point of a conversation somewhere else. And that's what they're looking for. They're looking for men that can keep them in their place and lead them. They do not want somebody that's going to sit around and cupcake. They do not want that. But the problem, again, you guys, peep game, guys. I'm going to show you why it's you. See, the reason it's you is because your self-importance and your mindset that's screwing you over is simply doing this. See, every move that you make, every decision that you make is a communication you have with yourself first before you even talk to that woman. But it is also a decision and a move based off of your emotions, because most of you are emotional. How you interpret pain, how you interpret fear, how you interpret rejection, how you worry and all this other stuff. See, you guys, when it's easy to say it's the woman's fault. Well, you know what? F that woman. You know what? I didn't want her anyway. You lying sack. You know what amazes me about you surface dwellers? You know how it is when you first see her, because I know how y'all talk. Ooh, look at her. Wow, look at her boot. Look at her body. Oh, man, yeah, I like to get her on. Yeah, I want to get that. I want to smash that. Yeah, I want to get with her, man, yeah. And then as soon as she cuts your little weak ass off, you the first one saying, man, I ain't give a fuck about, man. Man, screw that, man. See, this is what I'm talking about. This is what I'm talking about right here. She doesn't run away from you. You, because of you running away from yourself, what do you think you're teaching her to do? You are teaching her to run away from you because you interpret the game based off of your feelings. Excuse me, I'm about to cut. Listen to what I'm saying. Nobody's going to tell you this. Nobody wants you to know how deep game is. You interpret and communicate based off of your feelings. And because you don't want to feel dumb, because you don't want to feel stupid, because you don't want to feel rejected, because you don't want to feel like an idiot, because you don't feel like everybody's watching you, you're the one that sabotages everything. Because you're the one asking the boring questions. You're the one that can't even articulate a regular sentence to a woman. You're the one that can't even move her from point A to point B to C to D. But see, nobody wants to tell you this because they want you to like them. They want you to be friends. So they're gonna tell you it's the woman's fault. They're going to say everything is her fault. It's not your fault. But then it begs the question, gentlemen, why would a woman follow somebody that is moving off of his feelings? Off of his feelings. This is not for you, sir. I wish you the best of luck. Matter of fact, I'll be nice. Matter of fact, I'll put you in timeout. We'll put him in timeout. Hopefully, he'll just block us. Don't let him out. Just put him in timeout. We got him in timeout. Hopefully, he'll leave. But you know what's amazing? You know what's amazing for that goofy motherfucker that said what he said? You know what's amazing, guys? He's worried about what I'm saying. He ain't understanding that he's the problem. And do you see why women don't want guys like that? What a shame. What a shame. He thinks I'm actually the man. You need to tell your daddy he has failed you. When this is done, after you block me or you get blocked, call your dad up and say, Dad, you failed me. Because, Dad, while you were sleeping on the couch, while you were telling me happy wife, happy life, and while I was learning how to put on panties and Tampaxes, you failed me, Dad. You failed me. Let me continue. See, gentlemen, what I'm saying for you out here, which you don't understand, because some of you guys are always looking for this one quick magical pill that's going to change your whole life around, and game doesn't work that way. What I'm saying for all you guys out there for years, gentlemen, for years of your life, all the experience is that you had since you were in elementary school has led you up to where we are right now. All the pain, the nervousness, the fear, the sadness, the anxiety has led you where you are right now. All your hurt, stress, your frustration, your depression, and your emotions have left you right here where we're at now. All of the emotions that you have gone through right now has left you to the, you're at this point right here, right now. And for a lot of you guys, you are looking for a magical pill to get rid of layers and layers of excuses. But you know the funny thing about it? You know the craziest thing about it? The craziest thing about it is you choose to be this way. Craziest thing about it is you choose to be exactly what you are right now. Because sure, you can say, well, women this and women that, but the game is not about women. And sure, you can say, well, Steve, how do I do it? No, you choose not to do it. Because you don't realize everything comes down to the way you communicate with yourself. And all your emotional experiences, they are your result of how you interpret your reality. And say my reality, and say her reality, I said your reality. And your reality is tied up in how you think and feel about yourself. And what is it? This has nothing to do with a woman. This is why I can say about the that thing and that clip I showed you with all those women, this is why y'all lose. Y'all don't do anything. You know, alien lies says he's building himself up. Y'all not doing anything. Because understand this. Your perception and your reality is yours and yours alone. It's your truth. It's not the truth, but it's your truth. And because it's your truth, and this is what happens to a lot of guys, they want to fight the truth, or they want to fight the what is versus there could be. See, there could be truth is the women are hard to talk to today. The world has changed. The game has changed. It's hard to talk to women. There's no way I can get a woman. She's going to use me and run all over me. All the excuses of your could-bes. But when somebody teaches you a what is, you, my friend, cannot accept what is. And what is that your reality is not your truth, especially when your truth is ingrained and rooted in excuses and feelings. And the worry that every time I see a woman, you're so worried about feeling the pain of rejection, you don't even do anything. But you're the first one to say, well, you know, hey, trust me, I get it. Boy, doesn't it feel good to blame women? Doesn't it feel good to say it's the woman's fault? Hell, you might as well say it's the squirrel's fault, the trees and the birds' fault. You better blame everybody. Isn't it feel good? Doesn't it feel good how your mind has you blaming everybody for your whack-ass truth? Your truth is yours alone until you take on another man's truth to reinforce that you're not the problem. So then it makes it more easier to follow somebody that wants to blame women, somebody who wants to laugh at women, somebody that wants to point the finger at women, because it makes you feel good. Remember, feelings. All this stuff is about feelings. How you feel. And what is hard to swallow is the me pill. You see, gentlemen, the me pill makes you realize that you are what you are based off of your interpretations that you have created for yourself. Every painful experience, you made it your truth. Every rejection, you made it your truth. Nobody made it your truth but you. So your skewed view of the world is your truth. It's not the truth. But you will fight that tooth and nail, because who wants to look in the mirror and realize this is why she's not interested in you no more? This is why she was excited when she first met you, but as soon as you opened your mouth or sent a text message, she said, man, same old guy. Same old guy, same cookie cutter. And you don't even realize that you are the only person. You're the only person. You're the only person. No, hold on. Let me answer this question. Hold on. Let me. Oh, God. I'm glad you asked that question. Hey, let me answer this question. CB, welcome to the show. You're saying, is this what I do to the channel? Well, check this out, bitch. If you stayed in the channel and learned the channel, bitch, you would understand, bitch, that I teach motherfuckers how to think. So shut your goddamn ass up. And if you want to stay in, you're welcome to stay in. But if not, get your bitch ass out. Because nobody gives a fuck what you think. Sorry, guys. Sometimes you gotta check bitches at the door. As I said before. Let me continue. Talking to my guys. Hey, isn't this what you do? If you don't get your ass out of here, that's silly ass shit. Sorry, guys. Let's keep this thing rolling. You gotta learn what this channel's about. I don't teach guys to blame you fucking raggedy-ass women. You ain't special, and nor are they special. So don't come in here acting like you special. Isn't that what you do? Shut your ass up. You don't know nothing, woman. But let me continue with my dogs out here. See, because your perception and your reality is off, gentlemen, your interpretations are going to do everything to run away from the feeling of rejection, gentlemen. Okay? Because every experience that you have as a man is something that you have experienced before, thus reinforcing the mindset and your reality. So when you walk out of your door, your perception is skewed. Your reality is skewed. Again, we go back into the village, everybody, because in 214, I'll bring you in 1 second. We go back into the village because your mind has you stuck in your comfort zone thinking there's something evil in the woods. Let me go and bring in 214. Hold on a second. 214, how can I help you, sir? What's up?
Hey, Steve, how you doing today?
Give me a second. Let me turn you up. I don't know why this is so low. What's your question, sir? I can help you.
Yeah, I wanted to opinion on something, Steve, because I'm connecting the some stuff that you've been saying and connecting to my life. So can you just let me know if I'm on the right track?
Well, I have no question. I don't know what you're going to ask. Go ahead and ask. What's up?
As I was doing the puzzle pieces, I remember I asked you a question on here before where I asked you
Wait, tell me. Can you get off your speaker or something? You sound like you're underwater. Can you fix your phone, please?
Is this better for you?
A little bit better. Okay, now what's your question, sir?
I asked you a question before about, how I can fix what I consider to be bad habits and stuff, and you answered it on the show. You said you connected it to, like, the prison cell in my mind as being me being my own prisoner and my warden.
Yes, sir.
As I was doing my puzzle pieces, I came to a realization. I just wanted to see if my realization was correct. So can I run that by you?
Real quick, give me one realization that you have. Stop right there. You don't have to realize that. Stop. Come on. What's 2 plus 2?
4.
Okay, did you say 4? So if you say,
I had a metaphor. I came up with a metaphor.
Right.
That's why.
Well, all right. Okay, let me hear it. What's up, brother?
Okay, so I just imagined that, I was running from something. I was running to something at the same time. I was running from this interpretation I had as like a demon or those bad thoughts in my mind and all this other stuff. And
What do you mean running from? I don't understand. What do you mean?
As in, like, metaphorically, I'm, like, running from these bad thoughts that I'm having. Like in the past, like that's what I'm doing. That's what I was doing. I was running from it. I wasn't facing it. I wasn't doing nothing.
Okay.
So I was running from it.
Okay.
And at the same time, I was running to this person I feel like it helped me, or this these external sources that I felt like could help me in my own life and stuff. And I was asking them for help. After a time, I realized the thing I was running to for help, those are just ghosts, because I ain't never going to find it. And the thing I'm running from, those so-called demons and bad thoughts and stuff, that's just my mind. Like you said before with the, after I watched The Village and all that, that was just the comfort zone. And it wasn't
right.
too like
yes.
I'm starting to stop
so,
and
so you,
look
you,
back
you,
and realize.
Okay, so you did watch The Village, right?
Yes.
So you see what they were doing. That's what your mind is doing to you right now. That what it was is making you think that you're not allowed to go beyond your comfort zone.
Right.
All right. So, yeah. All right. So is there a question behind that or is that just it?
Yeah, I've been, hold on.
Just relax, brother. It's okay. We don't bite. Just get your question out. You can't have dead air. What's your question? What's up, man? What's up?
At the same time, I'm starting to realize this. I'm also realizing I'm bullshitting myself on certain
yes,
things.
Yes, I can agree with that. I can agree with that. But why do you keep bullshitting yourself? How?
Like, for example, that show that you had about The Village really connected with me, with the one caller who was, you know, saying, you know, you can go see all these other dudes and whatever, but then would also go back and not behave that way. And I feel like
yes.
I've been doing that. I feel like I've been cherry picking the game.
And oh, yeah, so, a lot of guys do. Right. But what are you doing about it, though?
Well, I've been doing my puzzle pieces. You know, I do the 30 minutes of put a Netflix thing. I recently made my first, like, poem and all that, so that's all fun.
Why have you failed, though? Why have you failed?
Don't know.
And that's the problem. You failed again. You're not facing the woman that you're freaking... You're not facing the woman. You can do everything you want to do. Listen... You can go to football training camp. You can watch all the film you want to watch and all that other stuff. But when are you going to get into the game, man? When are you going to face the thing that is holding you back, women? When are you going to get off your lazy ass, go out there and get knocked down and rejected by women? When are you going to do that? All the stuff you're saying is not going to help you if you're not even talking to women. How can you go into your film room, what are you looking over? You ain't talking to women right now. So what are you actually doing?
Procrastinating.
So then, exactly. So you have failed. This is what I'm saying to you guys that y'all don't understand here. You are your own enemy because you choose not to grow. Hey, you choose not to grow, excuse me. Just waving to Terry.
I did go on one.
No, I want you to talk to, listen, I want you to get knocked down. I want you to lose. I don't want you to win. I want you to go talk to every woman you want to talk to and get rejected. I want
okay.
you to get rejected.
I went
rejected.
Through a situation yesterday, Steve.
Stop. You're not listening to me. I don't want to hear about this one situation because right now that's your mind telling you to justify, well, Steve, well, at least I talked to one woman. Well, goddamn it, at least I saw a squirrel outside. So what? You ain't doing anything.
No, I mean, I made a mistake. Well, I believe that
you
I made
a
mistake.
Choice. You made a choice. You made a choice.
I made a choice.
Listen, brother, listen. This is what I'm saying to you. In order for you to understand what I'm saying, your truth and your mindset has you in a prison right now. And you do not believe in yourself. So what your mind is saying is that, you know what? Hey, let's look at the fireplace. Let's get the puzzle pieces. Let's do everything except talk to women. What you defeating the purpose of everything if you don't talk to women.
Okay.
Because now when you get around a woman, let me show you my favorite, psychotics. You know, all in your eyes because you're creepy. Hey, excuse me. Ah, security. Ah! Dude, I'm telling you, man. I keep telling you, your perception and your reality is your truth right now. Women, listen, women like weak guys. Women like guys that can text boring messages. Women like guys that play it safe. Women like guys that beat around the bush, and they like guys that walk on eggshells. But they ain't giving no ass up to those guys. That's just you falling in the friend zone. You're her new best gay friend. Now, hey, gay, and I say nothing wrong with being gay because I'm a lesbian. But what I'm saying is you're her best gay friend. Because all you're trying to do is get her to like you. I don't want her to like you. I want her to be infatuated with me, dog. Why would I want her to like me? But, hey, how can I get her to like me if I don't go out there and talk to them? So then I can make my adjustments on what I got to do. So then go back out there to fail again, to work on it again. You see what I'm saying?
Yes, Steve.
Jesus, man, they just spraying you with eyes. You like, hold on, girl. Wait, let me clean my eyes out before you hit me with some fucking pepper spray. Okay, water my eyes. Okay. Hi. Security! Come on, man. You should have raccoon marks of all the bird marks from them spraying your eyes, man.
Yeah.
All right, so can I continue my show now? Because you have failed, sir.
All right, I'll go ahead and go talk to some women for you, Steve. Well, for
no,
me.
No, see, so, then you failed me. Again. Don't talk to no women. Wait. Don't talk to women for me. I ain't fucking away. Hey, why would you talk to women for me? What is that going to do for me?
It was a slip-up. I corrected myself.
You're going to do it for me. Don't do anything for me. This is the show. Look, it's not the red pill. What is it? The what?
The me pill. The me pill.
Right. So you need to do everything for yourself. Don't do anything for me. Oh, Stevie boy's good. I'm good, son. You ain't good. Okay?
All right? Put me back in, Steve. Appreciate it.
All right, man. I appreciate you, though, dog. Good try. But you okay. I got you, big dog. We continue, guys. I got questions. Go ahead and ask them. Y'all got questions in my TikTok aficionados. If y'all got questions on TikTok, shout out to everybody in the TikTok side. What's up? Also, what's up to everybody listening to the show? This is the Dean, the Man Mindset. Those on Instagram, what's up? All you guys listening. But let me continue talking about what I'm saying is. Okay, wait a second here. The host is inviting you to go together. No, I'm sorry. I can't go live with you. I'm doing a live show. I can't go live with you right now, girl. I got to continue with my show. What I'm saying to you guys out there is that because you don't believe in yourself, okay, and everything you interpret is how you feel about yourself, and all your experiences that you have that have happened with women are the reason why you don't do anything, okay? But please understand this. These women have met you before. These women have met you before. Do y'all hear what I'm saying? These women have met you before. And the reason I say they've met you before is because they know who you are. They know who you are. That's the problem. Because every time you see a beautiful, sexy woman, if she's from America, if she's from Poland, if she's from Australia or New Zealand, or from the planet of you guys do the same thing. All you guys interpret your experiences off of how you value yourself, if you believe in yourself, and what is your concept that you have of yourself. And because of these things, you're always going to have the problems that you have today. You're always going to have those problems. because everything you're tying yourself into is a feeling versus talking to the woman. I don't put my feeling, listen, I keep telling you, if it's my Cowboys losing, man, I'm feeling some kind of way. If I lose in a video game, I'm feeling some kind of way. When I was a little kid and I lost in kickball, I was feeling some kind of way. If we were playing Mother May I, Duck, Duck, Goose, Red Light, Green Light, whatever the hell I was playing, and I lost, I felt some kind of way. But I don't feel any kind of way when it comes to me getting my point across to me to talk to a woman, because I learned how to communicate to myself. See, she will lose interest in somebody that's just not interesting. Every one of you guys are the same way, and you won't challenge her. You never challenge the woman. You're so beautiful. You're so sexy. I don't want to mess this up, because the last time I did it, or the last 1,568,768,000, whatever time, I couldn't get it right with the woman. And the problem with y'all are doing is it's not about right or wrong with the woman. It's about doing what you feel is right. But let's stop. As I told you before, everything you guys are doing is y'all want sex. And until you understand what I'm saying, that you guys out here automatically lose. Because as soon as you see the woman and you're trying to come up with, okay, I'm going to tell you, there's a lot of these guys that do this. You want to smash so bad that you come up with this rickety ass, like Wile E. Coyote, Acme, like kind of a plan to get her to become interested in you. And a woman will never be interested in a man who she's rooted into. What's in it for her when you don't have the self-concept? What is in it for her? When you can't talk, she should go to bed thinking about you. She should wake up in the middle of night thinking about you. She should wake up in the morning thinking about you. And like Christmas, you remember how it was at Christmas? Just can't wait to hear your voice. Can't wait to see you. Okay? Roy asked a question. Let me pop this in for Roy. Roy asked the question is how would a young man become interesting? If he is, what, see, you can't. Okay. You want to know why I'm an interesting person and I don't need to showcase it? Hey, guys, I am a nerd and I'm a geek. I love sci-fi. I can't eat cereal no more because I'm lactose intolerant. But I love sci-fi. I watch cartoons, play video games, and still get the woman at the end of the day. You want to know why? Because here's your problem, young man. You're trying to define yourself of interesting. That's the I do. You're trying to do an I do. You're taking, remember, if y'all take a piece of paper, everybody get a piece of paper. Remember, I always tell you to circle the I am and the I do. If you want someone to see you as interesting, then you fail because you're trying to force them to like you because you want their approval. That's true. That's true. I'm talking to TikTok. That's true. Consistently consistent. Yes. But what I'm saying to you guys out here, I don't want her to like me, but she's going to like me. I don't want her attracted to me, but she will be attracted to me. I don't want her to fall in love with me, but she will fall in love with me. Why? Because I'm attractive. I fall in love with myself, and I'm interesting to myself. I'm a very interesting person. But I don't have to have a shirt that says I'm interesting. Why would I do that? Gentlemen. These women, it's like they live. They've got this meter that says weak. There's a weak meter, soft meter, and creepy meter. And then there's a man meter. So whichever one you fall under is how you're going to be treated. See, young man, you're saying, how can you showcase it? The only way you can showcase you is by not trying to showcase you, because you're okay. Listen to me, and young man. Again, I don't think you understand. Let me explain why you want to showcase it. You want to be interesting because you want to get between her legs. And I listen. I don't understand why you guys do insanity all over and over and over again. Why can't you be interesting to get her mind, to get everything? But as soon as listen, guys, please write this down. As soon as you do something for the end result of getting between her legs, you have already invited her into your mind and you are effed. Can't cuss on TikTok. You're fucked. You see what I'm saying? You're ducked. I want to be on her mind. And you want to know why I'm on her mind? Because she can't get into mine. Because I'm not trying to do the thing that you're doing. And that's why I'm on her mind. Because I am actually doing things to her mind to elevate and educate. Okay? My favorite anime is... what's on Amazon Prime? The Invincible? That's my favorite. If that's an anime, I guess that's called anime. But what I'm saying to you guys out here is this. This is what's important. What's the problem? See, because of your truth and what you are to yourself, okay? Your truth starts taking shape. Listen, we're about to get deep. Your truth begins to take shape. And as it's taking shape, it is systematically about to imprison you into the belief that is going to blur and block out the truth of your perception and your reality. And every decision you make, not when it comes to your car keys, not when it comes to opening the door, turning on a light switch, or getting cereal. No. Anytime you say the word woman or ass or smashing or trying to get it, got to smash, I want it. Anytime you say that, you are always going to lose the interest of the woman. And I need y'all to understand this. Thank you for the rose. Thank you for the rose. Listen to what I'm saying. It's very, very important. Very important. Okay. Very important. I always tell y'all to think. It is okay to flirt a little bit with a woman. I'm not saying it's not a bad thing. It's okay to flirt with her. But you guys take flirting way too far, where flirting becomes you're a slut and a whore. See, it's okay to flirt a little bit, but you stretch it to... You're just dirt under my shoe. You're a whore. You're a slut. And because look, I don't know anything about you. I don't care to know anything about you. I just want you to go back to my place. But you know what I'm gonna do? I'm gonna pretend like I'm really interested in you and listen to what you want to say and say some few things here and try to take you out there, and then hopefully the sun, the moon, and stars will line up, and then we get back to my place. I get what I want, and I get to throw you back on the side of the curb and move on. And this is why y'all don't get anywhere. You never get anywhere because you think she's stupid. Gentlemen, like I told you guys out there, like all those women that were at that event by themselves, every woman, I don't care if she's, I'm looking for Batman, like she's growing, every woman has a handful of suckers. Now, ladies, y'all can say, Steven, that's not true. No. Let's get to the real now. Ladies. Ladies, let me tell you. Every woman, if she wanted to right now, can say, I want to go out to dinner and a sucker would take her out. I want a bill paid and a sucker would pay her bill. Not to say she's doing it. I'm not going to say they're doing it because I'm not generalizing this. but I'm saying they have access to. And every guy they have access to, it's like Batman. I want y'all to think about Batman. Batman has a foul on every, this is my nerd, this is the geek in me. Batman has a foul on every superhero, their strengths and their weaknesses. So if ever there's a time he's got to face him, he knows how to defeat him, right? You don't think she's created, her foul on you was created in elementary school. Scared, fear, no confidence, stuttering, few words. So you're the same thing in high school. She has a foul on you. She's got a foul on you. Not to say she uses it, but I'm saying she has access to it. So interest is already lost. Number one, first loss of interest, guys, is all when you guys want to just smack. No, wait, let me stop. Again, I'm glad you like women. I'm glad you guys like women. So that's not a bad thing. It's a bad thing when you look at the woman who values herself, her morals. She may have church commandments and Bible rules and judgments and all these things. It goes off the road as soon as you say to her, you ain't shit, let's just go to my place and smash, because that's how I view you. And you guys do not understand that that's how you view them. But here's the thing. They know what you are, and they give you enough rope to hang yourself. That's number one, how they lose interest. That's the number one reason they will always lose interest in you, thirsty. Because here's the thing. The individual that wants it as bad as you got,
is it okay if I put the tip in?
It's been 3 minutes. They know they're not going to get anything but, you ready? Who are you talking to? Why, I saw you online and some guy saw you. Hey, there was some guy online looking at your knitting thing and he said he liked it and everything. Who's that guy? And why are you talking to him? And who does he think he is? I thought you, no, who is he? And then that's the same guy. They go out to eat or something. He's like, well, yeah, did you talk to that guy? I mean, this is, they know what is going to happen. If they even give you a little crumb of a hug or kiss, they know, because you're insecure, that you are going to run behind them, you're going to follow them, and you're going to kiss their asses, and you're going to be angry and jealous. And some of you guys, because you cannot control your emotions, you're going to put your hands on some of these women, which we do not condone. That is not cool. But some of you guys, and this is what they have to be careful about. They really have to be careful about that. Okay? And what I'm saying to you guys out there, that's the number one reason why they lose interest. And again, I don't even want to say how would you feel, but think about what y'all doing. You're telling somebody who is allowed to value, she's allowed to value herself. She, with little self-worth she has, she can build that up. She's allowed to judge you. She's allowed not to trust you, and she's allowed to have a moral compass. So because she's allowed to have these things, and you just meet her, and you say, you know, you have all those things, F what you have, let's go back to my place. You automatically lose interest right there. Automatically lose interest right there. Oh, 714. No, 714. God damn it. I don't want to bring him in, but he did okay. God damn it. Yes, 704. What's up, man? What's your question, dude? What's up? I'm doing the show. What's up? 714, what's up, man? All right, we'll put you back in. We can't hear you. All right, I guess you just called. Okay, good. Whew. All right. Anyway, so what I was saying to y'all guys is this. Listen. Another way they lose interest in you is that if you are good enough to go past that first wave, you will always get smashed by the second wave, because a lot of you guys cannot communicate yourself to her like a grown-ass adult man. Hey, ma. Yo, girl. What's up, babe? Yo, hey, baby. Say, girl. Yo, come. Are we still in high school? And then on top of that, what you got going on? Where you from? What you doing, girl? Where you be at? I already know she ain't even messing with you. You guys cannot even communicate yourself. Because as I told you before, when your beliefs, oh, let me take this thing down. When your beliefs start taking shape, how you see the world, how you feel about yourself, when your beliefs start taking shape, then everything you do changes up. Because every decision that you make and every action that you take will always be influenced by what you think of yourself. If you do not feel that you actually know yourself very well, how can you even start a conversation with a woman when you can't even articulate? I mean, wait a second. Who knows you better than you? You should know yourself better than anybody. And if you know yourself better than anybody, then it's at that point you should be able to talk to women. Hold on a second. Yes, man. What is your question, dude? What is your question?
Me?
Yes, you. What is your question? What's
okay.
up?
Okay, here's the thing. I have something important to say, Steve. Let me ask you this. Don't you think it's better that instead of guys communicating with women that they're insecure and women picking up on that, it's just better not even to go down that path? And don't better not to communicate with women if you're going to communicate with them in an insecure manner. Don't you agree?
No, I disagree. You want me to tell you why?
Yeah.
How is one going to learn how to drive a car if every time he sees the car, he's scared to get inside of it? You have got to face your fears and your demons and whatever under the bed. Just because you can't communicate right now doesn't mean you can't learn. You see, here's the big problem that you're missing and all the other surface dwellers are missing, because y'all ain't taking the me pill. Mm-hmm. I am communicating with myself 25 hours a day, 8 days a week, and on Sunday. I am constantly figuring out ways to make a woman smile, laugh, blush, think, and react. Constantly. And when I get it down, I market it, and I rehearse it all day, every day in my head. So when it's go time, I'm going to go without even thinking. But let's look at the surface dweller.
Yeah.
Wait, let's look at the surface dweller. Okay. He's not communicating to himself. All he's communicating is, well, she's so pretty. Why would she want to be with a guy like me? Oh, my God. You know what? Oh, she must have other guys. She'll never like me. What do I say? And what do I do? Oh, my God. Well, I'll just look at her. Well, I won't talk to her right now. I'll just wait till later. But, my God, she's so pretty. Bird watching. Oh, my God, she's so pretty. Ooh, and you laying on your stomach with your feet kicked up and all this other stuff. And that's all you do. What I'm saying is they're not working on – see, it is all about how you communicate with yourself.
True.
I'm saying to all those who listen to me, what I'm saying is this. When is the last time any of these guys said to themselves, you know what, hey, buddy, what can I say to make her smile? What is one thing I can say to make a woman smile? And then come up with that one thing. And then craft that one thing to their blacksmith on how they make her smile. And then be able to market that thing to themselves on how to make her smile. and then take that to their culinary school and cook up something, not only how to make her smile face-to-face, but how can I make her smile through a text message? How can I make her smile through a voice message? How can I make her smile through a video message with that one thing? And then once I know that one thing, take it to my Senate and make it a law. So then I can put it in my library or put it in one of my chapters. How many guys even do that? They don't even do that.
And you're right.
I didn't say anything about her. I'm saying how I make her smile. I didn't say her make me smile. How do I make her smile? By communicating with myself. Brother, they don't even figure out their houses. They don't even look at their bare, boring-ass walls and say, my gosh, how am I going to make myself, how am I going to position myself? The wine above the bed, the lights, all that stuff. How do I even, call it. They can't even break down how to open a damn door into a woman. They don't even know how to open the door right. Come on in. Come right on in. Come on in, girl. Come on in. Door's open. Do you see what I'm saying? So how can this be on the woman?
Yeah.
So they're not doing it.
You're right. And that's what you're there for. And I guess, can we say that the key to the whole thing is?
Yeah.
No, no, no. Get it wrong. That's not what I'm here for. I'm here to let these young men know to stop taking all that red pill stuff, stop blaming women, stop being a victim, and start working on themselves and think for themselves by communicating to themselves. That's all of them. But you know what? They can't do it because, you know what? They can say anything they want to do and say, but they don't believe in what they're saying. Well, you know what? I'm going to talk to a woman. Okay. All right. And? Well, what do you mean, and? Well, what are you going to say? Well, I don't know. Well, what are you going to do? I don't know. I'm going to just let life. Do you see what I'm saying?
Yeah,
see,
I do.
But it's the perception and their reality thinking less of themselves. See, they can, when you worship something, okay, all you church aficionados, whatever you worship, you will always see as greater than you. And you will always take the knee to it, whatever it is. It could be women. It could be your Lord Jesus Christ, superstar, whoever you worship above yourself. Whoever you look up to and praise, that is who you're going to feel is greater and better than you. You will never feel that. You never feel that you could ever live up to whatever that expectation is above yourself. But as I tell everybody,
Steve, what you're really saying is you've been pretty much preaching all along that before these guys can even deal with women, they really have to get to know themselves and master themselves first, don't they?
Not master themselves. You can't master something infinite. See, you think it's you think it's master myself, and I'm just that I'm the master. I'm saying master yourself.
They have to know themselves.
I'm saying master yourself for today, and then master yourself tomorrow, and remaster yourself the next day. See, they can't even comprehend how deep this is. Because once one masters himself, one does not worship anything above himself. Because once he is the master of his mind, then all the chains from mommy, the church, media, and everybody else goes the fuck away. Because they're below him at that point. They're never above him. So they put women above themselves. So it's hard to talk to a woman because you think she's beautiful. Okay, I mean, my goodness, they just tear themselves down.
Yeah.
You see what I'm saying?
So, Steve.
Yes.
Let me ask you this. So really, all these guys should really reach a point where they really don't give a shit what not only people think about them, but what women think about them. Don't you agree?
It's not giving a shit with women's. Okay, this is where you're going wrong. Okay. It's not about not giving a shit about what they say. It's not It's not giving a shit, but learning the skill of listening. You've got to listen to the woman, but not just to see you. Let me show how deep it is. See, when you think I say listen, you think I mean, well, my birthday's on this day. Oh, because I'm listening. Okay, I'm remembering birthday. No. You've got to listen to her smiles. You got to listen to her blushes. You got to listen to her thinking about smiling and blushing. That's how deep it is. You got to listen to when she's having bad days. You got to listen to when she's frustrated. You've got to listen to when she herself is making some shake and bake pork chops. You got to listen to all that stuff. You got to listen to her excitement. You got to listen to know, because see, when you listen, that means you've already got everything. And listen, you know what messes up a woman the most is when she doesn't even have to tell you anything, but yet you know it before she says it. She's like, what the whoa, wait. That's interesting. How did he know I had a bad day? But not just listening to her having a bad day. I'm not saying solve her bad day, because we're not trying to fix her bad day. But what helps the bad day is recognizing the behavior that she has without her telling us what the behavior is.
True.
That's
now
what I'm saying.
Now, Steve, it's just as important not just to listen, but you also have to look at their actions too, because their actions speak louder than words, right?
Well, who says they're in action when they're with a man? They're never in action with a man. They're always in reaction, because they're always reacting to our lead. They're in action with an average guy because they're always leading that sucker wherever they want to take him. But they're always in reaction to us because they're reacting off the thought of us. Do you understand when they can press play on their phone and listen to us? That is a reaction. When they can look at our voice messages, that is a reaction. When they think about us when we're not around, that is a reaction. That's not an action. They're reacting off of us because we're interesting. Interesting triggers reaction. Uninteresting triggers an action of, I'm throwing this dude back in the water, and I'm going to throw that fishing pole right back into the ocean.
Okay, so Steve, a guy should never react off a woman then, should he?
No. What a man should react off is, what move do I want to make? Any, mini, money, mo. This one will go one take, two take, three take, four. Remember, when you see her, the reaction or action should be, what do I want to do? Because whatever I do is going to blow her motherfucking mind. So do I want to make her smile? And then making her smile, take that Batman. No, okay, I can see that smile. I know the smile. I want to make her blush. Got that down. I want to make her think. Got that down. See, the average guy saying, oh, gee, golly, she's so pretty. I hope she likes me. I don't know what to say to her, so I'm going to wait for her to choose to like me and all this other stuff. Oh, wait, I'll look away. You see what I'm saying? No.
Yeah.
I'm not – listen. There is a reaction when you're kissing her in the back of her ear and you listen to her moan. You react by how you move. Remember I showed you how you could break down the body? The body can be broken down by the reaction, by the act. Her action can trigger a reaction because, okay, let's think of it like this. Let's say the back of her knee. Let's just go to the back of her knee.
Yeah.
Most guys don't even go there. So I was say, the closer you get to the back of her knee and the higher the moan goes, then the reaction is to, okay, I know what action to take, because her reaction off of my action is going to create a brand new action. You see what I'm saying?
Yeah. But that's because the back of the knee is – it's an erogenous zone, isn't it? It's an erogenous zone, right?
Her whole body is an erogenous zone when she's connected with a motherfucker, dog. That's what you don't understand. Her whole body is an erogenous zone. because there is a mental emotional connection. So that's the only time we're in action and reaction. But when you're talking to a woman, you must be able to lead her the whole time. You must be able to lead her.
Now, if she's some super, okay, let's say she's one of these real masculine women who tries to lead you. In that case,
Again, you have just judged a woman. I don't care if she's masculine. I don't care if she's a butch. I don't care if she's a man hater. All that doesn't matter. When she comes through my doors, she's going to act right or she will be dismissed. It's that simple. I don't care. Listen. You have to understand 714. What she is because of all the suckers that have been in her life. So let's take a woman that innocently is an innocent woman that meets a surface dweller that lies to her and says, I want a relationship, girl. I want to be your boyfriend. I want to be everything to you. Come on, girl. Come on. You know you're my boyfriend. Let's do it. Come on. And then she's like, well, I trust you. And then that trust is burned, okay? So maybe it takes a few times to burn, right? And then what do you think she runs into? All right, let's go to junior high and high school. What do you think she runs into all day? Guys that's kissing her ass, guys that can't communicate themselves, and guys that are scared of her. So what do you think she sees in college? The same thing. So, again, remember, nature has a way to force an alpha. If the man is a beta or a cupcake, it's going to force the woman to be the man in the relationship. And they don't like being the man. But then they love the power. They love the power and the control, but they don't want to be controlled by a man. They don't want to be controlled. They don't want that kind of control. That's not a turn on. They lose interest. So if that person comes to me, who am I to judge her based off of her life? Remember, she is a combination of whatever she ran into to the point she met me. So if she's a, hey, what's up, Steve, and you know, whatever, right? I'm not saying that, but you know what I mean? I'm saying who am I to judge her? My thing is I'm not going to judge you, but you got to act right. Because if you can't act right, you're done. You're done, son.
So basically, you got your program. If she fits into the program, she's in. If she doesn't fit into the program, there's the door. Is it that simple?
It is that simple. But here, there's a beautiful thing in the program. See, this is what I keep telling you. When you're interesting to a woman, she doesn't want to let you go. They don't want to let you go.
True.
So they are willing to modify their behavior. Why aren't you calling me anymore? Why aren't you talking to me anymore? Did I do something wrong? I'm sorry. Where did we go wrong? Blah, 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 blah. Then you just modify the behavior and say, look, if you want to be with me, this is what I expect. I'm not gonna put a gun to your hand and say you got to wash a dish and fold a towel and fix the bed. You're going to ask me, why am I not around anymore? Well, because if everybody else is fixing beds and folding clothes and doing what use are you to me? You're no use. You're useless to me. Now, you're allowed to say that, aren't you?
Yeah, why not? See, look, I'm 3 for 3. We had a pretty good conversation, didn't we? I mean, I'm improving. So
yeah,
anyway,
you are.
Steve.
All right, I'll throw you back in. Thank you. All right, you're good.
No, wait.
We're good. You answered your question. We're good. Call back tomorrow. We're good. Let me finish the show. Let me keep going. Guys, you got a question, go ahead and ask. Guys in the chat room, if y'all got any questions in here, go ahead and ask. I got some more roses. Thank you for the roses in the TikTok. Shout out to everybody. You got a question, put a Q in there, guys. Y'all can call in. I got you guys covered. Ask a question. There are no dumb questions, okay? We got you covered. But what I'm trying to say right here, interesting does not start with the woman. And once you make it about the woman, then you are going to always screw up. Because at that moment, you are worshiping the woman. And you don't even realize. See, your mind is not going to tell you what you're doing. He's just going to screw you over and say, see, I told you. Should have talked to her. And then you'll be like, no, we're not going to talk to her because you're going to be in your feelings, right? So what I'm saying is that the only way we can get out of our feelings is to start taking action of how we communicate with ourselves, okay? See, the thing is, it's not just making the decision, okay? Listen to me. It's not just making the decision to talk to a woman. before you can become interesting to a woman, one must influence himself to himself first. Because if you don't believe what you're saying, you're not going to say it or do it. Because you, here's the thing that I understand about you guys. Why even talk to them if there's no plan? Oh, wait, I'm sorry. Yeah, you want to just sleep with them. You just want to get between their legs. So there is no plan. That's the plan. Meet them, go to bed with them like porn. And that's the plan. That's the plan. So whatever you do in the middle, and that's where you guys go wrong. As a man, there has to be pain. Listen to what I'm saying. I'm going to sound crazy, but I tell all you guys to embrace the pain. I'm telling you, in order for you to break free of this spell, you have got to go in there not caring about an end result. What I'm saying to you guys is, like I've always said, because you don't believe in yourself, you think the last domino is your reality. No, I don't look at the last domino because I don't care how it falls. As long as I know what I'm doing and push that domino right, whether it falls, doesn't fall, doesn't want me, or whatever the hell, I don't care. But you can't grow when you avoid your pain. You can't grow when you avoid rejection. You can't grow when you want to avoid failure. Try it. Do it. Look, you ain't winning right now. Hey, listen, you're winning because you're avoiding the pain, but you're doing it from the comfort of your house, knowing that you want women. And then when you get around a woman, you're going to even be that much worse because everything you're doing is to avoid feeling stupid. You're going to do everything you possibly can to keep her interested in you, and you're going to turn out to be boring. And then you guys will get mad at the woman. You're not looking at achieving anything by just wanting to smash and get between her legs. It's got to dawn on you. There's got to be a moment in your life. Something's got to click and say, since no matter how long I was, I've been doing the same thing over and over and over again. I've been over and over and over again. All I've been doing every day, all night, all day is attacking what's between her legs. All day, all night, all day, shooting missiles and Scud missiles and rockets and all day, every day. And you have not woke up to the fact that you will never penetrate what is between her legs. Everybody's trying to penetrate it, so she knows how to protect that part of her body. But you don't even see what's going on because your thirst and your lack of experience when it comes to women is so great that you're just not interesting. Because you guys just talk about a bunch of nothing. You guys talk about a bunch of nothing. Women want to get off the telephone, get off of a text message or a voice message conversation with you and just smile as they stop talking to you and just think about the interaction that y'all had. And then later on, think about the interaction you had and say, should I message him right now? Well, I'm thinking about him right now and I shouldn't even talk to him right now. I don't want him to know that I like him, so I'm just gonna think about him. I keep telling you guys, interesting is all about what you are when you're not around her. It's not about what you are to her. See, interesting carries over. Listen to what I'm saying. It carries over. See, when you guys talk to a woman and you guys are boring, it just cuts off. It cuts off. So as soon as she stops talking to you, she's done. I mean, you're out of her mind, out of her system. She talked to you. The only time she's going to remember you, if you say something again to her, or if you like her post, or you put a heart emoji on her Instagram or whatever she's on, that's when she's going to remember you. But that's not what interesting people do. I am an after. I'm not just a beginning or a during. I am an afterthought, because the remnants of what I'm saying is going to carry on. But you guys are not doing anything. Boxing has a question. Let me get to Boxing's question. Guys, I want to call in. You have the number. Let me get your question, Boxing. Hold on. Let me go to the, let me grab this from my thing. Boxing asked a question. He says, Steve, I honestly think all I want is to be that late night call. No, Boxing, listen to me. Listen to me, Boxing. There's nothing wrong with what you're saying, okay? And I don't want to shame you for being that one night call. But let's be honest, dog. How can you be that late night call when you can't even get her mentally wet to even fantasize, daydream, or masturbate to you? I mean, again, it's okay to do what you want to be, but there's nothing in the cupboard. But let me continue what you're saying. I'm reading everything, okay? Steve, how do you make her smile from a conversation? Okay, Froze. I think your name is Froze. Tell me something the woman is saying. You just tell me. I'm gonna help Froze out over here. Froze, give me a statement a woman says. Just give me any statement. I'll show you. Now, getting back to your question. You want to be the late night call, and sometimes wanting something casual. I guess I got some deeper work to do myself. Well, here's the problem. Here's the problem. When you don't have experience and you don't know what you're doing, is going to come out faster versus the man. See, you want to know what interesting is? Interesting is when you see her as cute, you know what I mean? Yeah, she, all right, she got it going on. That's all right. But you stop right there. Interesting is when you withhold the dick from the market. Interesting is when you don't play games with her. Interesting is when you tell her straight up what the deal is. That's interesting. But you guys think interesting is asking her a million questions of trying to figure out what she likes and what she wants to do. That's not interesting. Everybody's doing that. So it doesn't make you interesting at all. Let me grab this other question right here. Eli G asked a question. What is the process of getting into her mind, or the process of becoming more sexy? Well, again, before you can be sexy to a woman, you've got to be sexy to yourself. And before you can get in her mind, you still haven't even gotten to your mind. So how are you going to get into somebody else's mind when you ain't even touching your mind? Because everything you're thinking, I want you to listen to how you talk to see where you fail, and you don't even see it. Listen to what, everybody listening. All right, hold on a second. I asked that question. What is the process of getting into her mind is your first statement. So what is that telling me? That's telling me you already have her in your mind absolutely free. She's already, you are worshiping some woman somewhere. And that's what you understand. That's how society automatically has you down. Okay. So a guy says, hey, how was your day today? How do I make a smile by asking how my day is? Well, simply this. I can't tell you how my day is because you're not over here. So this is what I want you to do. I think you said you're going to be free around 7 o'clock. So why don't you come by? Why don't you come over to my place? Again, that's if you already smashed, but I forgot you got in smash. Let me back that up. I was going a little bit. You know what? Let's go back to this. All right. You're saying, how was your day? Well, my day is always great. But it will be better if I can see a photo of you so I can look at that smile, so I can look at those eyes and give you a reason, or give me a reason or excuse to set up the next date. Matter of fact, I don't even need to see that photo. Why don't we see each other Friday, 7 o'clock? What I want to do is I want you to go to this place. Let me find somebody. I want you to go to this nice cafe called Knitting with A. It's a nice cafe. They've got a nice jazz band there. And the thing I like about, let me tell you about this great, and if y'all know let's go to A, Knitting with A, okay? That's the name of the restaurant. What I like about this place is it is a nice, very nice, intimate place, but I love the jazz band. I love the music. And it's going to give us a chance to really start to really go deeper with one another than we have before. But what I want you to do is I want you to wear that nice black outfit. Because you know what? When I met you, you was in a black outfit. And I want to see you in something kind of like that. So let's set that up. See how simple that is? I can go into it. Then I call Knitting with A's. And hello, can I speak to Boxing Plug? Yo, what up, B? Shit. Hey, yeah. I'm about to roll a Knitting on 7 Friday. You free? All right, bet. Lock me in. All right, cool. Click. And then I'm gonna call the jazz band True. Yo, True, what's good, man? How was going on? Yeah. Hey, man. Can you play that song, Have Her Face in the Pillow and Ass in the Air at Knitting with A's? Yeah, you going to be there Friday? Okay, yeah, I'm going to be there Friday at 7 o'clock. All right, bet. Yeah, I'll probably bring old joint over there to introduce you. Got me? All right, that's what's up. Already got it set up. And when she comes in, everything is already set in motion. You don't think she's going to be smiling ear to ear? When I see her and I twirl her around, I bring her in. Now, wait a second. Let's keep going, okay? So we're at Knitting with A's, okay? We're at Knitting with A's. So before I even get in there, I'm already setting it up with my scribe. Scribe, write this down. When I see her, the first thing I'm going to do is I'm going to grab her with my right hand. I'm going to go in and give her a nice hug. And I'm not going to twirl her around today. I don't feel like twirling around. I'm going to grab another book. I'm not going to twirl her around today. I'm going to hug her, and then I'm going to take a step back, and I'm going to look her up and down and take a step forward. Take my right hand, put it around her waist, bring her close to me, not to kiss her, but just to get in her ear, because I know True, the band, see, the reason I'm going to do it, I'm sorry, I'm getting a little bit past y'all. Hold on, let me bring that back. What I'm going to do is when I see her, I'm going to get close to the jazz band, because that's going to give me a reason to get close in the ear, because she's not going to be able to read my lips. She might be able to, but when I hug her, I'm going to take a step back. I'm going to take a step forward, take right hand, put it around her waist, bring her up close to me. Right side of me going to the left side of her ear, whispering in her ear that, damn, you smell good, you look great, and you look fabulous. I'm going to take a step back. When I take a step back, I'm going to go right hand behind me to grab her hand and lead her to the booth. Once we sit at the booth, we're going to sit down, and then that's when Boxer's going to roll up. I'm going to introduce her to Boxer. I'm going to tell Boxer how we met, and I'm going to tell Boxer, you know what? When I get the receipt, Boxer, give me a second, because that's when I'm going for the kiss. Then I get done with Boxer, and he takes her order and walks off. She's going to be asking me, did he take your order? He's already got me, but come on, let's go. Then I'm going to grab her, and I'm going to lead her to the jazz band. When they get done playing, I'm going to say, come over here. I want you to meet the jazz band. Hey, True, how you doing, man? This old girl I was telling you about. Yeah, da-da-da-da-da. Hey, can you play that song I like? Hey, baby, this is a song called Face of the Pillow, Ass of the Air they play. True, can you play that? Can you play it for me? All right, good. Give him some dap and sit down. It's already done before it even happens. It's a done data. Where the average guy, well, is it okay if we go out? Is it okay? You pick the place. We can go wherever you want to go. I'm going on a date. Oh, my gosh. I got to get this right. Okay. All right. I set the date up. But you know what? Some YouTuber told me not to talk to her. So I'm going to wait until the date is done because I don't want to mess this up. And then, oh, my God, we're on the date. Oh, my gosh. She looks so pretty. What am I going to say? Okay. All right. Wait. Let me get my card. All right. Okay. What you for a living? Last boyfriend, college. You live in Africa. Okay. Hi. Hey, have a seat. Yeah, so, yeah, this is a nice place. Yeah, it's quite lovely. So, what do you do for a living? I mean, y'all think I'm funny. This is what y'all do. This is what y'all do. This is exactly what y'all do. And some of you don't even get to that because some of you guys are like, well, I know we got a date on Friday. I was wondering if we're still on for Thursday. I just called just to wonder if we're still on. Okay, bye-bye. That was close. I didn't have anything to say. Or what you guys do is you sit down in front of her and you're like, yeah, Muffy, I just got done yachting and I was on the Riviera, you know, last week. You know, I have this degree. excuse me, let me look at my, yeah, this thing right here. Oh, no, it's just a Rolex watch. Oh, this thing here. Well, I got this Rolex watch, you see. So I was hanging out with the president of some company. And you know what? It just doesn't mean anything. But anyway, you know, it's like I was saying. Oh, yeah, my hands. Yeah, did you know that Knitting with A has a manicure place? And, oh, my God, you see how my fingernails glisten? Oh, yeah, so I like to get a mani and pedi. I mean, it's okay. I mean, my eyebrows. I mean, my God, sometimes I just don't want my eyebrows to look so bushy. And I understand. So I just, you know, I get on the, can you see that? Yeah. And, you know, I got this nice tan. Yeah, I Botox a little bit. I mean, you can see around my eyes and everything. I mean, that's all she's got. That's all she's got. All right, Jeremy, you asked me how my day is and we already smashed. All right, so Jeremy's asking me how the day is and we already smashed. So if we already smashed, he asked me how my day is. This is what I say here. I will simply let her know. I can't tell you how my day was because you and I have not experienced my night. So if you're in another state or another planet, it's going to work easily because what I want to do today, because you know what? You know, I hear a little bit of tension and you sound like you had like a rough day. Yeah, kind of had a rough day. Well, look, why don't we do this? Why don't we go live and why don't you let me watch you take a shower? Let me watch you. Because you know what? I'm always jealous of the suds, man. They are always, they get to touch you everywhere. Let me see you wash that beautiful body of yours. Or if she's close by, you know what? I'm going to tell you how my day is good, but let me make your day better. I know you've been on your feet all day. I know you've been running around. So how about I do this? Listen. Hey, look, I promise no sex today. Look, you got to keep your hands off of me. Listen, I'm just going to come by. Let me just go ahead and rub your feet a little bit and say some things to you and roll, okay? So bring your sexy ass. You can come over here. I'll stop by your place, and let me give you a reason to make your night. Don't worry about my day. Allow me to make your night. See, that's how you do it. That's how easy it is, all right? That's how easy it is. You're asking me, can you explain how you practice? I don't practice. Okay. Listen, young man. Practicing something means you don't know what it is you're doing. I know what I'm doing, so I rehearse what I'm doing because I want to perfect what I'm doing. Okay? But here's your problem in your question. You're saying, can I explain how you practice a smile, a smile, blush, or smile? Well, I guess that's what you're saying. But but here's a question. I have my notebook. Wait, is my notebook? Shit. Did I have my notebook? I don't have my notebook. Wait, is this a notebook? Let me show you how deep that question is. What smile are we talking about? Gentlemen, women do smile different ways. You just think it's like a cheesy look. No. You understand they can smile with their eyes too? You understand when they blush, they're kind of like smiling, but they're holding it in. That's why they blush. So you don't even see you're asking for a whole. I'm breaking everything down into parts, okay? That's what I'm saying. But how does all this start? Hold on. Let's back up for a second. Let's say we go into Knitting with A's, okay? All right. Let's rewind. Before I even talk about Knitting with A's, okay? First thing I'm going to do is say, okay. I got to find me a place where I can have wine. All right. Here's something called Knitting with A's. All right. I got to make sure they have cheese board. They got a jazz club. Okay. Got it down. Let me write the address. 555 Security. 5555 Security Lane. 555 Security Lane. Okay. So then I'm going to take my cake ass to 555 Security Lane, and I'm going to walk in there, and I'm going to survey everything. I'm gonna sit at the bar. Oh, 917, I got you 1 second. I'm gonna survey the bar. I'm gonna sit down and I'm gonna ask about the wines. I'm gonna ask about the cheese boards. Can I meet the band? What do I need to learn about the band? See that? I'm doing all the sound checks, the things that you guys don't even think about doing. Well, let me bring in 917 real quick before I continue this. 917, what's your question?
Hey, Dean, what's up?
Hi, how are
Hello?
You? What's up? Yes, sir.
Doing good, man. Just got a question because it's more related
sure.
to a friend of mine, very close friend that I've had, you know, since childhood. And I see, like, now that he's in a relationship with some chick, you know, our friendship, once again, the only reason I care is, like, a childhood, you know, homie.
I have childhood homies.
It just
I'll
seems...
let go. I have childhood homies. I'll let
yeah,
go.
Well,
let's
no, I mean, my question is, because I am kind of, like, leaning towards that route. Like, it might be time to just, you know, cut the friend off. But it's interesting because I've been trying to get this dude just to chill, you know, the way we have, like we always do, and he's always complaining about a girl that he's with. And every time I tell him, like, you know, it's fine, you know, bring her around, like the homies, we could meet her, it's fine. Like, you know, I understand you got a girl, but just, you know, bring her around. Like, what's the big deal? And it just came to my head saying, like, oh, my girl's going away to Cali. What are you doing this weekend? Meanwhile,
if you care about him, let him go. He is you. You don't even understand it. You are a percentage of the people you hang out with, and you don't understand this. Why would I want to be in a boat with someone that's constantly poking holes in it? Here, why do I have to keep bandaging and fixing the boat? Once I fix this side of the boat, they're on the other side poking more holes. Listen. I have had friends for years, but as soon as I can detect softness, that's a virus. That is detrimental to my kingdom. I will not have any soft. Well, you know what? Can I talk to you about Susie? You know what? Things didn't work out. And you know, she's mad at me today. What should I do? Listen, if any of my friends, listen, if I'm out, see, you got to understand something. When I'm out, I roll with wolves, sharks, bears, and lions type shit, right? So, if any guy cannot get a woman or complain, he can't be around me. He just can't be around me. Because I just can't be around that type of poison. Because if I bring poison into my world and say, we cool, I'm doing a harm to myself. You guys got to let the poison go. You got to let it go. And I know he's your friend. Listen. Let him is oh, look. Be an associate. Don't be a friend. That means when you see him, say hi. If he calls, what's up, and and just say goodbye. Be an associate. Don't be a friend. And I hate to say this, with a loser, because the only thing a loser can do to your life is make you a greater loser. Man, why you want to sit around here and hear a guy complain about a woman, and then as soon as you tell him to leave, do you know? Look, let me tell you the problem, and this is I learned this lesson a long time ago. See, my problem is
yes.
is that I did have a friend in high school, okay, who had a girl, and the problem was he was always crying, I was always smashing, and guess who noticed that we used to hang out? But guess what? She wasn't noticing him. She was noticing me. And peep this out. She tried to give me the puss. And peep this out. I went to go tell him what she was doing, and he got mad at me. I was like, man, fuck you. Listen to what I'm saying. Listen. She tried to throw herself onto me. I didn't take it. I went to my boy and say, look, man, you better check your girl. She's trying to get at me. He got mad at me. And I said, man, no, fuck that. Listen, I'm good. Cause see, listen, let me tell you the problem. And this is what you don't understand. Never have a friend when you're a man. And just like with high school, it's always been like this. See, what the loser is going to do to make him look good, every time he talks to you and you talk about all the women you smashing and shit and everything you doing nasty at knitting at age, smashing and all the other stuff, right? He's going to smile in your face, but then he's got to look good in front of his woman. You know what he's going to do? He's going to talk all that bad shit about, well, it's not bad, but he's like, man, I can't believe 917. Man, all he does is sleep with women. You won't believe what he did today. He was with a girl doing this. He was girl doing that. And you don't even believe what he's doing. He's setting his woman up to get with you, and he doesn't even realize it. You want to know how I know that? Because that's why his girl was trying to get with me in high school. He was smiling in my face just like a reporter. Hey, Steve, what you get in this week, man? Who you with? What girl was you smashing, Steve? So then he would go to his girl to make him look good by telling her, look, he was trying to tear me down to build him up, but his girl got intrigued with me. I didn't try to get at her. I wasn't even interested in her motherfucking ass. But when she tried to get at me, I tried to tell him that his girl was trying to get at me, and he got mad at me because he thought I was trying to get at her, and I wasn't even trying to get at her. I was being a good guy this time, man. I said, man, fuck that, man. So listen, whenever you have loser friends, you got to be careful, because when a loser starts talking about a winner to his woman, his girlfriend, someone he lives with, it's going to transfer your COVID-69 onto her, because the interest will no longer be about him. It's the stories of you. And then guess how it works? I'm going to tell you how women do it. Ladies, I'm sorry, ladies. Ladies, cover your ears. I'm sorry. I got to let them know. Let me tell you how smart women are. See, a woman is – all right, let me give you an example. I always give you an example. I always tell guys, if you ever want to look at a woman's ass – and your woman is with you. Okay, remember I told you about magic, right? Magic is more like, you know, the left hand is the trick, and then the right hand is where the truth is. So if you ever want to look at a woman's body and you with your girl, you don't let the girl walk by and then turn around. Uh-uh. You either do one or two things. You're already turned around so she can come into your view, or when you're with your woman, you be like, damn, baby, look how she dressing. Can you believe that? I mean, look at, baby, come on. Look at
I mean,
that ass.
No,
the reason I'm telling you that, because now I'm going to show you how women do it. I'm going to show you how women do it, how slick they are. See, a woman is not going to say, like, you, like your boy's talking about all the women you smash, right? You know what a woman's going to do? You know what? We have game night on Friday. Have them come over so I can give them a piece of my mind. Right there. Already over. Because as soon as you, and again, for all people don't understand, some Caucasians have this thing called save the date. And if y'all don't understand what that means is that they would set up a gathering to save the date so they can get a number count of the people coming, so they know how much food and drink. So it's just something I've noticed. Black people don't do this. I've never seen a black person save a date.
I kind of missed what you were saying. You're saying woman would trick you and say, oh, tell them to come here so that I could, like,
yeah,
set them free. But really, they want them to
come to the game night. Right. Come to the game night. Hey, we got a party on the 4th of July. Invite your friend so I can give him a piece of my mind, right?
Yeah.
But what you don't understand is you don't think she's okay. You remember we're in high school? Remember in high school when there was a new girl? What did all the guys do? When there was a new girl, we always talked about the new girl, right? Hey, there's a new girl.
Yeah.
Here's a new girl too.
Yeah.
What do you think the women say when they know there's another guy coming to the 4th of July party? And this guy is fucking a lot of women. And she can chirp all the stories that he has been doing. He's already set up. And you don't even see what's going on. Because everybody's watching you now. Because he thinks by throwing you under the bus, he's going to look better. Does that make any sense?
Yeah, I get it.
So what I'm saying is the reason why you got to cut your friend off is because I promise you, if you're actually getting women, he's throwing salt at you right now. That's what they do. Because, hey, wait. What else can they talk about?
To wrap it up, can I just want to say, though, is it worth confronting this person on, behaviors or just silently cut it off?
Charles, can we speak? Charles, can I speak to you for a second? Well, Charles, I'm not in my fit a minute, but Charles, I just want to say that. We just don't talk anymore, and I miss our friendship. Charles, I mean, my God, Charles, I'm just kind of hurt here. I mean, we always did everything together, and then some woman came along. I mean, are you fucking
not,
serious?
It's not in that kind of way, though. Just more
that's
like
how
a
you
dude
that
has
no,
tried.
That's how you,
but,
wait.
You
know, that's how you go. If no man should ever go to any other man complaining that they're not hanging out anymore. Are you serious? Jonathan. Can we talk for a second, Jonathan?
What if it was your cousin or your brother? You wouldn't
change
your opinion on that?
I don't care if it was your twin brother. Look, I keep telling you, I don't think you understand where you at. I am not going to any man and saying, I miss you, bro. I miss us hanging out and having beers until she came along and she broke us up. What, you got a bromance or something? Like you want to touch his leg or something? I mean, what are you? You're a grown man. You're a grown man.
I mean, I don't see it level, but it's just more.
You're in a bromance. You are jealous of her. You're jealous. Listen. You miss the time you have with your friend, and subconsciously you blaming her because she broke up your relationship.
Nah, I don't care about the. I don't.
Oh
care
my
about
God! Then why? Then why are you
dating? For me, it's just more of a matter of like.
A matter of what?
You know, it's a matter of. If we had a good friendship, like I said, this is someone I knew for 2 years. Like I know the whole family, and
brother,
his family comes to me asking me,
fam,
why don't you hang out with him anymore?
I don't care if he and I went to Mordor to take the ring to destroy it from the Shire. I don't care if we played dragon. or we fought Thanos together. I don't give a fuck. Look, let me tell you something. If a motherfucker ever said, Steve, can we talk? Hey, what's up, big dog? Well, I miss you, man. Hello? Let me call it back. The number you have reached, 555-5555, has been temporary. I don't care. Listen, I don't care if you and me save Gotham. I don't care if you and me destroy a clan of vampires, werewolves, and Frankenstein monsters. If you ever say to me, well, dude, I mean, why are you spending time with her? What? Look, you actually want
to... I'm not saying that. It's... I don't even know the girl, so like I can't even comment on that.
You in your feelings, though, bro.
I met her one time.
You should not be in your feelings. That's what I'm saying.
Yeah, but that's not being realistic because it's not
that
like we're human beings at the end of the day. You're telling me that you don't have a single person in your life
that you actually have
feelings.
Caller.
Because then
that's
also the definition of a sociopath, if you think about it.
Caller, if Frodo Baggins came to me, hey, Stephen Gamgee, what's up, Frodo? Come on, I've got this ring, and we've got to take it to Mount Mordor to save the world. Okay, let's go, Frodo. And then we climb up the mountain, and then we go through all the shit we're going through. And
I
then
like
we
the Lord of the Rings, so
We save the world in the fucking Shire and shit. And that motherfucker pulls me aside one day and be like, Stephen Gamgee, can I talk to you? Yo, what up, Frodo? I mean, he was like, Stephen Gamgee, can I talk to you? I was like, yo, what up, Frodo? Hey, Frodo, man, that was a dope-ass job. We threw that ring in the fire, man. Well, can I tell you about something else? Well, you've been with that girl a lot, and I feel like man, get the fuck out of my face, Frodo. All right, we're done. Dude, I am telling you, a man does not have feelings like that. That's woman shit. You don't go to a guy and say, well, I'm feeling hurt or I miss you. What the fuck? Dude, are you serious?
So you're saying that if it was a female, like a friend that was a female, would make a difference? Because you're making
There's
it a gender
no
thing, too.
There's no such thing as a female friend. There's no such thing as a – what is it? Hey, tell me.
Like a sister, not a friend, like a sister. Like
you mean a sister?
You
got to
cut
your
own sister off.
No. I ain't say your – oh, wait. What are you going to do?
Like a blood sister.
A blood sister.
But
get out of here.
Just to change the – like
dude,
a sibling.
Men don't hang out with women, dude. What the hell, man? What is wrong with you? What? Why are you trying to justify this? There is no such thing as a woman friend. It's a woman associate. She's not your friend. She's just someone you're trying to fuck.
So what's
you
the difference between an associate and a friend in your terms,
all right,
in your
let me
terms,
tell you the difference between associate and, let me tell you associate and friend. An associate
is
when I see her, I'm like, hey, Gladys, how was your day? How was your weekend? Oh, that's nice. That's an associate. A woman friend... Is after we get done fucking?
Well, I don't have
a woman friend. Wait, hold on, Carl. Hold on, Carl. I'm going to tell you. Ask me the fun question. Let me tell you. We can sit in the bed, in the bed naked, and look at the Lifetime channel, We channel, and be like, damn, baby, you see that cupcake motherfucker over there? See, baby, that's why you ain't fucking right there, because you know what? Look how weak you ain't get. See, that's a friend. We ain't friends till after we get done fucking. Hey, I don't know who you think a friend is, but nah, bruh. Uh-uh. But we're not talking about women. You're trying to justify a friendship with a dude. With a guy.
Is it really that crazy? It's not like...
All right, brother, this ain't...
Nothing
brother,
unheard
brother,
of.
Brother, that's two doors down to the right. Get on a horse to get on a rocket and go to the next galaxy. We're not about man-on-man crushes. And you are crushing on another dude. Look.
Oh, okay.
Remember the song? Remember the song? Ring, 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 ring.
I never heard that song. I'm from the North, boy. I'm from New York. We don't listen to country shit.
All right, well, let me tell you. No. It's called Brokeback Mountain. And it was about two buddies hanging out up there in the mountain.
Well, it sounds like you know a lot about it.
Well, no, I know because listen, you're the one that has a crush on another guy. You have a crush on another guy. You're in your feelings about another dude because he's hanging out with a woman.
All right, point taken. I see the gist of what you're saying. I do got one more question though. You know Elliot Hulse, the YouTuber? I know you guys had like a video together and whatever. How do you feel about his – have you been watching his content lately?
No, I have not because I stay in my lane.
Okay, just wondering. I just wondering your opinion because I feel like
but let me
when
ask
I
you
watched
question.
The video that you guys did together.
But what do you think is the problem in what you're asking? Why are you asking me about another man?
What is the problem?
Yeah, why are you asking me about... Okay, that's like me saying,
no, I'm just
hey...
I'm curious because you guys did a video together.
Right, but you should be curious. Listen, what he does on his thing is none of my business. That's none of my business, nor do I care to know. It's none of my business because I'm here teaching and doing my thing. But
yeah,
you,
but it's more of a theoretical, more like because you guys both make videos for men, right?
Listen, I don't right, but listen to how feminine you sound in. You're like a
okay,
gossipy woman. Listen to what you're saying, brother. I'm not saying it. Listen to what you're saying. You want to talk about another dude again, dog? Stop.
Why, but how is it gossipy if
dog,
the point of the channel is to learn about?
Well, Now, do you know this guy? Do you hear what this guy's doing? I don't give a fuck what he's doing. He can do whatever the fuck he wants.
Okay, but
what
is the point of this channel, though?
I don't know.
What's the point of it?
The point of my channel is teaching you how to be a fucking man. That's the point of my channel.
Okay, and the point of his channel is also the same thing.
I don't care what the point of his channel. I don't care what the
point
of his channel.
No, but I'm just pointing it out, right?
No, it doesn't matter what you point out because I don't care. You might as well tell me
the same
caller. You might as well tell me the point
of the
girl.
One has the other, right?
Well, I don't care.
From an academic standpoint, it's not about emotion, though.
No, listen to me. When you're here, you talk to me about me. Don't talk to me about other people. If you look at the shit that's scrolling at the bottom, don't talk about other YouTubers here. We talk about men. You. Don't talk about other people. That's disrespectful. And I'm not going to be disrespectful to another guy like that.
But
so
I'm not necessarily talking about another person. I'm talking about
another. Guys in the chat room, did he not say, you know where it hurts? Did you hear what he's talking about? Motherfucker, you gossiping. Do you not
what
hear
he
what
said,
you're saying?
What he said is not him. That's just
brother,
an idea.
I don't
what
care
you speak
what
is an idea.
Brother.
What you speak is a
I don't
thought.
Care what he's saying.
If you really
want to
get philosophical.
Brother, how old are you? How old are you, big guy? How old are you?
28.
What part of none of my fucking business don't you understand? I am not here to talk about another person. You can talk to your friend, your butt buddy about that, but this is a
like
man.
Like I said,
point.
I'm not talking about another person.
You're
I'm talking
about
the
thought process. Brother, why are you bringing his name up if you ain't talking about him? Do you know what talking about somebody is? You brought
so
his
question,
name up.
Question. You think that there's no value in hearing about other people? Like, let's say in the academic sense, right?
I don't give a fuck. Nope. Outside of it, I don't give a fuck. Don't care. I don't give a fuck. None of my business. Period.
I'm not talking about, like, you don't even let me say what I'm going to say, though.
Man, hurry up and say what you want to say. You want my time. What do you want to say? Hurry up, dweller. What the fuck you want to say?
So what I'm saying is from the academic sense, right? When you're learning about a topic, whatever it is, science, math, whatever it is.
What the fuck are you talking about?
Wouldn't you take the theory of one man compared to the theory of another to try to figure out what theory is the best?
Is that really a question? Okay, this ain't for you, dog, because...
You don't even... You see, you're avoiding it. Like in science, right? Newton's law versus Wilson's law.
Please listen, motherfucker. Please listen, motherfucker. Will you please fucking listen? If you are not here to learn, will you shut the fuck up, please? I'm about to mute you. I'm going to ask you one time.
Go ahead.
Please
talk then.
Well, goddamn it. Shut your bitch ass up. Let me mute you real quick. God damn it, you bitch ass motherfucker. Listen to me, dweller. My job here, is to teach any man to think for himself, not to talk to his goofy ass boyfriend on why he misses him, not to talk about other men's theories and thoughts. I'm here to teach you to think for yourself. And if you don't want to think for yourself, then take your bitch ass on. Fuck you. I don't need you here. I don't care for you to be here. And I'm about to open you up. I'm telling you right now. And if you want to learn about and talk about other guys and circle jerk, this is not the place. My job is to get you to break free of your feminine, emotional, tricking-ass behavior. You need a mannerism. The power of man compels you. The power of man compels you. We've got to give you the exorcism from your homosexual tendencies with other men. We got to exercise the fact that you got feminine in you because you give a fuck about other dudes and shit. And then you think about other men and try to compare notes like a woman with two cantaloupes. So I say this, 917, if you don't want to learn for yourself, then this is not the place for you. I'm just being honest with you. This might not be the place for you, but I will open you up. But what I'm saying is keep your little cake-ass friend. Keep your love and your loving, kind Frodo Bilbo bagging friendship with that cupcake guy. You ain't changing that shit. You too much in your fucking feelings. Now, I'm going to open you up because I got other shit I got to do. Sorry, people there, but I got to talk to this motherfucker this way. Now, do you have any other questions, big dog?
No, that's it, bro. Have a good day.
Okay, thank you. Thank you, brother. Take care. Bye. Okay. We're back. We're back. How y'all doing? We're back. How y'all doing? I got some questions here. Gentlemen, and I will say this one time and one time only. I don't care if you went to Mount Mordor. I don't care if you slayed dragons with your boy. I don't care if you fought Thanos with your boy. If your boy is seeing a woman and you're jealous of their relationship, you might want to check yourself and see that you might like a little bit something more than you actually, because men don't think that way, brothers. I'm not being a dick. I'm serious. I'm dead on that shit. Men do not think about other men that way. Oh, my God. I'm sorry. What is the difference from simps you're talking about and people who go out there and fail? Well, the thing is, you're already, okay, what makes this a simp or what makes your statement simpish is because men don't fail. So you're automatically in the simp category because men don't fail. So if you're thinking fail, you're thinking simpish thoughts, sir. Guys, open the lines back up. If y'all want me to, just let me know. Open the lines back up. We're chopping it up. I got to catch up with the messages. I'm sorry, guys. I know there are questions. Let me just make sure I can catch up with some of the questions. See if I can catch up with some of the questions, gentlemen. Give your boy a second. Let me scroll down. If I missed your question, please ask it again if I've missed it. I promise I will answer it. But I apologize. I was talking to a service dweller who didn't understand that shit, who didn't understand that he is love for his boy. It's so great that he's jealous of their relationship. How do you deal with ego is by creating what your world is. You've got to deal with yourself. Let's keep going. Let me see. I'm just trying to catch up with the questions. T, I think I asked your question. Wait. The question regarding your what is it? I don't understand what you were saying. I need you. I need 185 likes. Thank you, guys. Let me keep going. I mean, because we got a lot to cover. All right, let me see here. All right, we still got time. Let me go. I'm going to open the lines back up. I will open the lines back up. This is the Man Mindset. I am the Dean. Class is in session, gentlemen. We got you covered. Hey, Barry, I got you. You're going to be up next. Guys, it's the Dean. Let me go ahead and set up the phone lines and everything, okay? Hey, guys, the Man Mindset. I am the Dean. Class is in motherfucking session.
What up, though? It's your boy, Payus Kennedy. You already know what it is, and you're listening to the Man Mind.